You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. It's been 21 years since Jeff Pierce released his debut album, Tenderness and Fatality. That melancholy title has been a predictor of his music ever since.
You know the song Orpheus by David Sylvian?
Yeah.
There's a line in there, I wrestle with an outlook on life that shifts between darkness and shadowy light. I think shadowy light is about as close as I come to happy. Yeah, and not because I guess I'm not happy, but just because when I write music, it's generally coming from things that don't necessarily make me sad or happy, that are just, you know, inspirational.
Jeff Pierce doesn't look like a melancholy guy. He's got a boyish face and short brown hair, and after 21 years of recording, he still looks like he could be running the AV club in high school. Pierce has released 11 official albums in that time, but he's never played in a band.
Playing in a group setting was never terribly appealing to me. It felt like I could stop playing and the music would still keep going.
Which, ironically, is what Pierce does on his own, using delays and loops. He sets one up in the Echoes studio.
I'll start off with just playing some harmonics and letting it loop around inside my loop boxes here. And that would sound like this. Okay, so that's looping around. I've stopped playing, and and something like this, I'll put a bass note over the loop. And in addition to that, if I want, I can add some notes on top while I'm playing the live bass notes. So,
as he plays, Pierce adds layer upon subtle layer to the loop.
I can add a filter to it to give it a rhythmic element that it doesn't have right now. So that would sound like this. It's just a little bit. It's just a gentle rhythm in the background.
Jeff Pierce has built up a reputation for his ambient guitar landscapes. The post-rock band Hammock cited him as an influence.
They listed me as an influence along with a whole bunch of other people. And I had never really thought of myself as potentially being an influence to anyone.
And Windham Hill Records founder Will Ackerman has used Pierce on several productions.
When Will gets in touch with me, he generally wants an atmosphere. Stuff they can't get from Eugene Friesen or Jill Haley or anyone else like that.
Jeff Pierce has taken a few side trips over the years. He spent some time and a couple of albums playing the Chapman Stick, and in 2012 he released a CD of solo piano after taking lessons with former Windham Hill pianist Philip Auberg.
Oh yeah, we were just having music lessons, just going over theory and inversions, all the good universal things that apply to all instruments. And he had suggested at one point, for the sake of ease in doing these lessons online, because we were using Skype, he's like, if you know how to play at least a little bit of piano, that might help make this go back and forth so you can see what I'm doing on my end with the piano. And I started developing pieces for that, for the piano, thinking that maybe I could translate some of them into guitar pieces, but they were pretty idiosyncratic. Just to the piano.
He accumulated enough pieces to release an album, In the Season of Fading Light. Jeff Pierce returns to electric guitar on his new CD with Evening Above, but he brought a piano piece with him, Winter Waltz, only now it's a guitar track.
I had not really thought of this being as a, you know, a guitar piece. I've always thought of it as a piano piece. But I was thinking maybe I could just try it, and instead of arranging it for the guitar, what would it be like if I arranged it for someone like Patrick Bald, you know, a harpist? Then it fell together great on the guitar. So I don't know if maybe that's the approach I should take now with my music. You know, what would this sound like on a harp?
You might think that Jeff Pierce creates these moody tracks in a quiet room with the low lights, candles next to the flickering LEDs of his electronics.
My studio at the moment is in the family room in our house, because I found that I create better when there's stuff going on in the background, when my daughters are watching TV or playing video games, or I can turn my head and my wife's in the kitchen baking cookies. I can write a whole lot better when I'm not isolated. Yet, I get probably the most fruitful results either really early in the morning or really late at night when no one else is around. So I guess those two kind of cancel each other out.
Jeff Pierce might like his kids screaming around the house when he composes, but you want to slip his music on for the quieter spaces in your life. You can hear Jeff Pierce on his new album, With Evening Above. For Echoes, I'm John DiLiberto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.